Welcome to the Stay Ready Real Estate Podcast, your action plan for real estate success. Here, we stay ready. Staying ready is being mindful of time and actively doing the things on a daily basis so we stay prepared for the opportunities that come our way. Join your host, Emeka, as he dives into the world of real estate investing, interviewing experts and sharing actionable insights. If you enjoy this podcast, please subscribe today. We would love to know each and every one of you. So please go to GubanaEquity.com and click Invest With Us today so we can figure out how we can get to your investing goals.
What is going on, Stay Ready crew? Today, we're going to talk about the life of a real estate investor, specifically when it comes to multifamily. So multifamily is not easy. It's very tough. I'm in Florida, and in most areas, it's very, very, very competitive. And that means there's a lot of new people getting into the space. There's a lot of tenured people that are already here. And that also means that there's a lot of brokers who stick with the tenured people because they know, like, and trust them. Who can a broker trust to close a deal? Whenever I first moved to Florida, when I first got here, I knew it was going to be tough. I knew, you know, it was going to be hard work. What I did not know is just the amount of hard work it actually took, right? You know, originally I wanted to find my own deals. I wanted to go direct to seller, which is also referred to DTS. And 20% of deals are done DTS. The best deals are typically done direct to seller, right? No brokers. Brokers typically take a fee between 3 to 6%. And that's something that typically a seller pays for. And occasionally the buyer also pays for it, depending on how you negotiate the deal. And whenever you're calling these owners, that's one of the advantages. Hey, it's just me. I can draft up the paperwork, work with the title companies, and help streamline this process. There's no brokers involved. So you get to keep more money in your pocket. And that should be enticing for a lot of people. I've called multiple people. I pulled multiple lists, and it is tough. My boy, Cashflow Cowboy, Justin Wozniak, I probably said his name wrong. But, you know, he has a great system, the DTS system, and it works very well for him. He makes an acquisition fee. However, it's different per market, and it's almost a full-time job, right? Number one, you have to pull a list. Where are you going to get the list from, right? There's CoStar, there's Reonomy. Those are hundreds and hundreds of dollars a month, and most people can afford that. As well as, how are you going to call? Are you going to call yourself? Are you going to hire a cold caller, a VA? And that's also tough, right? If you hire a VA from the Philippines or, you know, Singapore, wherever they come from, you know, you have to train them, right? All of them do not understand real estate. And when it comes to the owners that you have, just the social vibes of the market are completely different, right? Like, I moved from Kansas City. The people in Kansas City are a lot different than the people here in Florida, right? People in Florida are more direct. They want to get to the point. They'll hang up on you. They might even cuss you out. People in Kansas City, you might get a few of those. Most people in Kansas City, Missouri or Kansas, you know, they'll at least give you some time of day, right? They'll conversate with you, or they'll let you know, oh, no, thank you. They're a lot nicer. Just period, point blank, they're a lot nicer. So, and another thing is, whenever you're cold calling people, that takes time, right? These lists, thousands of people. And, you know, how many people can you call a day? Most of us have a full-time job. So we don't have time to call hundreds of people, thousands of people a day, right? But we may have time to call a few people. And even though we can always find time to call people, it's a game of numbers, right? How fast are you trying to get a deal, right? Typically speaking, every 100 calls, you get one call that's a maybe. And then every 200 calls, you might get one yes, right? How quick can you call 200 people? Life gets in the way, family gets in the way, kids in the way. And, you know, that's a part of the game. And you're competing with people who, you know, might be living with their parents or might have a roommate, or they might have a part-time job because they know they want to be entrepreneur and they want to get in the real estate game, right? Real estate tough. This game is tough. And I call it a game, right? You know, some people might laugh at me, probably think I'm crazy, but it is a game. It's a challenge. It is a challenge that you're trying to overcome. And you're competing with some people who are in the game 100% of the time. So how tough is it being a multifamily real estate investor? It is tough. I have a team, right? A team of five, and we all have our own different roles, and all of us have a full-time job. But the way we make it work, we have 26 units here, is because we focus in on our roles and we do what we're good at. Right, we have people who strictly focus on underwriting, acquisitions, and brokerage relationships. Right, they focus just on that because they can't also focus on going to the property. They can't also focus on, contacting, reaching out to contractors. Right, we have a different person for that. We have a different person with raising capital. We all try to raise capital. And we all do our best to raise some, and we do raise. But if we have one person focused on that who has people ready to go, makes life a lot easier. It makes taking down a deal a lot easier and smoother, right? Relying on a team is very important. Even with the team, how do you get the deal? Just because you have a team doesn't mean you're going to get the deal, right? Someone might have the broker relationship, but that took a while, right? I'm telling you, we're talking about how hard it is to be a multifamily investor and what it takes. It took 2 to 3 years for Nico with Small Axe Properties to get a property. He was talking to people and brokers and realtors and networking with other investors for 2 to 3 years before you got a deal. And sometimes it takes longer, right? I was blessed to use his experience and his relationships to get a deal within 10 to 11 months whenever I moved to Florida. I am the outlier, right? How are you going to learn how to underwrite a deal? You have to network, you have to research, you have to use YouTube is not going to help you that much, right? Whenever I moved to Florida, I called brokers. I called multiple brokers. I told them, I'm serious. I read multiple books. I was listening to all the podcasts, watching all the YouTube videos. I was reaching out to brokers, right? I called them, right? I didn't know anything I was talking about. It's so obvious. It is so obvious that I was a newbie. And they might entertain it briefly, right? But I didn't have a buy box, right? Whenever I was in Kansas City, I started calling brokers. I started calling brokers in like five different states, and I thought I can do it, right? I had the time to give. I read the books, and I read the books. I watched the videos, and I thought I knew what I was talking about. But the reality is, everyone is ready until they get punched in the mouth. I called these brokers. They asked me questions: what the cap rate you want to be, right? What's your buy box? What kind of style apartment are you looking for? What the unit size is? How are you going to close the deal, right? They asked me all these questions, and I can tell them, no, I'll find out. That's not good enough. They are representing a seller, right? These sellers are coming to these brokers, telling them, the brokers are telling the sellers that I'm going to help you sell your property at the highest and best price available, and which makes sense. And on top of that, we're gonna make sure we're gonna close. These multifamily deals don't close in, 25 to 30 days most of the time. Most of the time, it's 60 to 90 days. Now, let's say a broker tried to give me a chance, and I don't have the money lined up. I look like an idiot, and they're not gonna wanna come back to me because they're not gonna trust that I can close, right? Now I'm gonna have to bring in a partner to vouch for me, and most likely the broker will want to talk to the partner instead of me because I already put a bad taste in his mouth. Being a multifamily investor is hard. It takes consistency on a daily basis. My entire team is working on real estate every single day. I'm looking at deals every single day. We're underwriting deals every single day, and that is what you're going up against, right? I know I'm going up against people who might be writing one or two deals a day. Right? People who are not missing any days no matter what. They go on vacation and writing deals. And some people might think that's crazy. That might not suit them or you. But the reality is, it is a tough market. It's a tough market. It's a tough space. It's a small space too. It's not like a bunch of people are doing this. There's a very select amount of people who are doing this. And what are you willing to do to beat out the competition? What can you offer to beat out the competition? Because if you don't have a lot of money, that's where time comes in. That's where cash from other people come in, right? Who are your partners? Who are you going to bring in? Who are your investors? Who are you willing to get into bed with these deals, right? It is a tough space. I have a team. I have a team. We're able to knock down large deals. We are making offers consistently. 10 units here, 7 units here, 28 units here, 30 units here, 40 units here, even new development projects. And it's tough. We're not just getting deals just because we have the experience now. we're still competing with other people who have a lot of cash. And you might be competing with people who don't know what they're doing, but they have a lot of cash and just wanted to deploy it, right? Highest and best price is what these brokers are looking for. And 9 times out of 10, we are not the highest and best because the deal still has to make sense. It's one thing to make an offer on a deal, but it's another thing to make an offer on a deal, do a syndication or a JV, and make the deal make sense where everyone is making the right amount of returns that makes sense, where people can sleep at night and be happy with it. Multifamily real estate investing is tough, right? I can even go into single family, right? Single family sometimes it's a lower barriers to entry, but because of that, there are so many more people in the space, right? Same kind of concept. Single family homes. Some people might have more cash than you to be able to knock down or put more down or make a better enticing offer than either seller financing or a hard money loan, right? Everyone's in single family. Everyone at some point, is going to buy a single family home for them, for themselves, for their family. And that's the reality of it. It's a smaller space in multifamily, and single family is a huger space. That's where I would say 95% of people start. So now you're competing with everyone. And even that, you have wholesalers, right? Wholesalers are willing to sell anyone and everyone a deal. And unless you underwrite properly, you might get yourself in a bad deal. How hard is real estate investing? It is hard. It is hard, but it can be simple, right? It can be simple putting the work in, staying consistent, and making sure your underwriting is amazing, right? You don't have wiggle room to mess up for the most part. And the only time you do have wiggle room is if you intentionally put that in your underwriting. I lost $8,000 on my second deal because I didn't underwrite it. I didn't underwrite well, as well as I put rental appliances, rental fixtures. I made a flip look like a rental, which wasn't attractive to homeowners. So there's more than just all, there's so many different little things when it comes to real estate investing, and you're never really going to know until you get punched in the mouth, right? The best thing you can do is still read, still watch the videos, still consult other people. Having a mentor, I would say, is going to be the most valuable thing that you can have, a mentor. Someone that you can reach out to who has done what you're trying to do or doing, and someone that you can bounce ideas from. And that's the best thing to do because then you're going to mitigate so many risks, right? They're going to help you and hopefully they're going to tell you, yes, no, do that. That's a great idea. Or maybe I would do this. Or no, I made the mistake on doing XYZ. Mentor is great. It's a tough space, and experience is what's going to help you make it less tough, so make it streamlined for you. But the reality of all this is real estate investing is not easy, but it's well worth it. Anything easy is typically not always worth doing. Things that are hard are most likely worth doing. So in real estate, stay consistent, stay positive, stay optimistic, and deals will come, but deals do take time. And you want to make sure that when an opportunity comes your way, that you're ready to take it on and that you're ready, right? Don't get ready. Stay ready.